A tale of one urban night. A woman dressed in a dark top and pants quick steps across the floor of an abandoned warehouse. Her head jerks like a nervous bird on the lookout for predators. A man steps out from the right. His right arm flashes like a street fighter pulling a blade. He motions to the woman with his left hand. When she goes to him, he grabs her around her shoulders, walks her in lockstep toward the back wall, and stops. She twists away from him. A second man appears in front of her, holding his arms out like a rescuer. She bumps against him, puts her arms around his neck. As they step away, the knife fighter drops his hands. The rescuer turns the woman in circles. They lock in an embrace, constantly moving, like a couple trying to escape a barroom brawl through the back door. A third man appears from the left. He crouches, knees bent, hands at ready like a boxer setting up for a knockout punch. He takes the woman by an arm. She looks at him like a combatant, stamps her right foot, tap steps her way around his feet, stamps her left foot. He grabs her hands, pulls her to his chest. The other two men close in like street thugs looking for action. The boxer delivers the woman into the arms of the knife fighter. She kicks each of his legs, backs away, leaps into the arms of the rescuer, who holds her for the moment, then rejects her, pushing her into the path of the boxer. They have her surrounded. I see an urban horror story unfolding. Assault, knife fight, the woman dead, one or more of the men down and bleeding. I summon a rare burst of courage, bang through a door, holler, "Let her go!" on my way to becoming an urban legend, a headline in the morning paper, a featured hero for Reader's Digest, or an emergency room statistic. They glare at me like a brawling family that's found a common enemy. "Do you tango?" the woman asks. Before I can answer, she takes me into their circle like a backslider into a prayer group that asks for forgiveness, deliverance from sin. Only now do I hear the bandoneon, fives, bass, guitar, and piano. "Can't dance at that tempo," I say, but they grab hold and pull me along. The woman laughs softly, says they will show me the way to walk, tame my wayward feet, keep your knees bent, to let go. Write a new chapter in dance magic, an urban hall of fable.